The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive us and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. So tonight, God spoke to Joseph in a dream. On Friday, he spoke to Mary through the angel Gabriel. I'm pretty sure none of us have experienced at least the angel Gabriel or some other angel appearing and asking something of us from God. So how does God speak to us today? How would God speak to us today? One of my few favorite television shows is called God Friended Me. It's about an atheist who receives friend suggestions via Facebook from what he refers to as the God account. Interesting way. If you haven't seen it, it's a great show. It's on tonight at 8. There are other ways God can speak to us through some of the different media that's out there. A few weeks ago, I said, this year for Christmas, as you prepare, try and prepare in a different way, something you haven't done before, whatever it is. So this was in the news. It was on Facebook, which everything is on Facebook, I guess. I don't look at it. And it was about a lady who gets a lot of things from Amazon and I guess other vendors delivered to her house. And she thought, you know, it would really be a nice thing if I put some treats out there, maybe some chips, sweet treats, water, something like that. And just a note telling the people, thank you. Well, my wife saw this, and we have had multiple daily visits from the Amazon people for many weeks. And she thought this was great. So she put it out there. And I happened to be outside when a couple of them were going by and they said, this is just great. Thank you so much for doing this. It's not a big thing. God enables all of us to answer someone's prayers, and it doesn't have to be in a big way. We're not all Mother Teresa. We're not all Saint Francis. We're Jay. We're Candy. We're Mary. Or Cambria, or Jeff. God will ask of you what you can do. So back in October, I spoke about answering prayers. I had been thinking about picking up the guitar again. Hadn't figured out why this was in the back of my head. And I spoke about this in a homily in October. And I said, I'd ordered the guitar. I don't know why. In fact, that's it right there. And there was a Halloween party for some special need kids. And I was talking to one of the moms. And she goes, you know, there are two things my son wants to learn how to do. Okay. The first one is skateboard. I said, I am so not going to even attempt that. And she said, the other one is to learn to play the guitar. So what I did different this year to prepare is I took my guitar and Candy and I went to Luke's house and we spent about 45 minutes with him. Luke has his ideas of what it should be like. I kind of showed him a few things, but we're off to a start. I will admit, of all the people in the world who play guitar, and if this is the best and this is the worst, I'm probably down in here. But that's okay. I knew enough to help Luke. And that's the prayer that was answered. That's what he needed. So God speaks to us in different ways. Matthew Kelly calls it the classroom of silence. During this time of year, busy would be great. If we were just busy, but we're so above and beyond busy this time of year, we can't believe it. For those of us who are male, we're probably still shopping or just started shopping for Christmas, maybe. Other people are still working on things, they're wrapping things. We are so busy. Are we too busy for God? Are we too busy to listen to God? So, Advent is tonight and tomorrow night, and then we get to Christmas Eve. So what I'd like to ask you to do is, for your own classroom of silence, is tonight and tomorrow night, take 5 minutes before you go to sleep and just try and sit in silence and see what God has to say to you. God may ask you to do something or to be an answer to a prayer for someone, or God may just say, thank you. But if we're too busy doing this and doing that, we won't hear what God has to say to us. And it's important. We ask God for things all the time. We pray for this person. We ask for this. In fact, there was a gentleman one time. He goes to church and he goes, God, all I want to do is win the lottery. Not a big thing, just one lottery. It doesn't have to be the big lottery. It can be a little lottery. All I want. And he prayed every night that he would win the lottery. A couple weeks went by, he goes into church and goes, okay, God, I asked to win a little lottery, no answer. So he prays some more. A few more weeks go by, and guess what? He still didn't win the lottery. Goes back into church. God, we talked about this. It's been a month now. Nothing. Nothing. Not even like a $5, nothing. So he went home and he prayed some more. Another couple of weeks go by and still hasn't won the lottery. So he goes into church and he goes, God? And before he could say anything, he goes, Michael, meet me halfway. Buy a ticket. So as we're in this special season, meet God halfway. Listen to what God has to say to you. And I'd like to finish the homily tonight. As I said, I'm not the best, but I'd like to invite you to sing something that I learned when I was in college. It's a very simple song. The verse is, thank you, Lord, for this fine day. You say that 3 times, then it's right where we are. The refrain is, Alleluia, praise the Lord, 3 times, right where we are. The second verse is, thank you, Lord, for giving us, 3 times, and then right where we are, and then we conclude with the verse again. And I have a few people over here that offered to help me.